Recording live from the Hoban Law Group here in Denver, Colorado, I'm your host, Eric Singular. Welcome to the Hoban Minute. We're covering a very new topic. We need to get some thoughts and perspectives on it, which is in the last couple of days as the coronavirus has spread and social distancing, shelter-in-place bans have gone into effect. We've seen cannabis businesses, including dispensaries, listed as an essential business service and therefore allowed to stay open. And we are joined by Tom Dermody, the International Hemp Solutions Vice President of Strategic Development, to shed some light on the significance of what this means going forward.
Well, thanks, Eric. You know, just 4 or 5 short years ago, what was decided earlier this week in cities like San Francisco and surrounding areas concerning essential service of cannabis dispensaries being able to operate at this time would likely not have been possible. Beyond that, consumers as well as the industry can feel confident that they can continue to offer service and provide added comfort to those struggling with the events of the coronavirus. But again, it's the mere fact that this is happening is worth consideration, because moving forward into the next 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully these types of allowances will be replicated so that consumers across the United States can continue to have access to safe and reliable cannabis products.
Well, Tom, that was very well said, but it was really you that helped highlight this note for me today. We've talked about this issue multiple times throughout the day, the last couple of days, as we've talked to people in the coronavirus and cannabis series, trying to figure out how that fits in. But the significance that you point out of major governments around the world, United States governments on our populated coast, that have determined in the context of this coronavirus pandemic that marijuana businesses, dispensaries, marijuana distribution outlets are essential businesses. That is such a significant thing that it is remarkable that it's only been a few short years since this wasn't even a topic you could publicly discuss. You know, I brought this up the other day, how Romney and Obama debated here in Denver, University of Denver debate, and some reporter, maybe from the Denver Post, I don't recall, might have even been Ricardo Baca, but he said to Romney, he says, what is your perspective on cannabis policy reform, which that's a paraphrase of the question. To Romney's response, you know, basically ignored it. Ask me something real. Think about where we are today and this significance. What makes that so crystal clear in your head?
The transition from continuously pushing off access to cannabis in legal states 4 or 5 years ago was not something we could see proceeding in a time of crisis. But I think that recognizing the social benefits that having access to these essential services renders is just such a monumental step. And hopefully we can keep the charge on in ensuring that this remains in place for states that have legal cannabis operating at this time.
Tom, thank you for joining us today. We will continue to cover this in the weeks to come, maybe even in the days as new developments are coming at us very quickly. Nonetheless, stay safe out there. Tune in for more breaking news on the Hoban Minute. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hoban Minute special series on coronavirus and cannabis. You can head on over to hoban.law for more information on this podcast or the Hoban Law Group. If you have any ideas for subjects that we should be covering or any questions you want to pose to Bob or myself, shoot us an email at media@hoban.law. And stay tuned for the next episode on this special series, Coronavirus and Cannabis.